I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
I don't like this new intro.
I like having fun. Yes, I like it to laugh.
I don't like me in it. Like, I like it. I like the work. I just don't like seeing me acting like, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, I shouldn't be so jokey. This is serious. Yeah. These are serious times.
Pass your notes along.
Welcome to Office Hours Live! Live from Glendale, California. It's May 19th, 2022, 10 a.m. here in California. The weather is overcast, but quite lovely. Great tennis weather. We've been up for hours. This is midday for us. If you joined us on the Instagram Live, me and DJ Doug Pound took to the green, took to the court, and had a wonderful three-game match with a couple of the guys from a band called Pavement.
Right? That's right, yep.
And they are here with us now.
How cool is that?
We have and Vic Berger's here as well. Vic,
hello,
the ball
everybody.
Boy.
Hey,
Vic.
Doing the balls. Did pretty good, I thought.
Yeah, you kept the game moving. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Wow! Producer
Matt.
Own ball boy.
Excuse me?
We brought our own ball boy, Steve West.
Steve's here. Steve, so a couple of Steves here. Yep. That's kind of cool. Steve Malcomus, the great one.
That's, I'm here.
The man.
Our ball man,
yeah,
Steve
ball man.
West.
Steve West. Steve West, who's the drummer for
both.
Pavement.
Both drummers are here.
One of two.
And Bob how do we say the last name again? Nastavich?
It doesn't matter.
Nastavich?
Nastanovich.
That's
Nastanovich.
Really clear. You're Heidecker, right? I'm Nastanovich.
Heidecker.
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 I mean,
H-E-I-D-E-C-K-E-R.
We have the majority of Pavement here.
Yes.
So if you wanted to make any kind of controlling decisions about the direction of the band, we could do that right
These
now.
These are the three that wouldn't be doing it, yes.
Yeah. Who's missing? We have Spiral Stairs missing.
Yep.
True.
Mark
and
Eibold.
Mark Eibold.
Yeah. Fellow
bass player.
Fellow Pennsylvanian.
Where's he from? Lancaster, you said?
Yep.
Good dude.
All right. Listen, I just want to get this out of the way. As a lot of you, first of all, Steve, you've been on the show before. You zoomed in.
That's true.
And we had a nice chat. But it was Zoom and it was early days of the pandemic. We were figuring out how to communicate over the internet.
It was tense. It was also times of protests and troubles in Portland.
Oh my God, it was.
You know? It was tear gas.
Heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And things are rosy now. Things are looking great.
Unless you're concerned about the future of Roe v. Wade.
It was like a Rage Against the Machine video back then, and now...
I do kind of want to talk politics with you guys.
Absolutely.
There's lots going on.
A lot. A lot more going on than the Johnny Depp trial, which seems to
consumed.
I mean, my lord. Who cares?
Well, I'm team... What do you think I am?
Team Brokers.
Team Johnny.
My daughter is too. A TikTok is with him, apparently.
Yeah. What?
Like teen TikTok.
Now, see, we're getting sucked into the
vortex.
My wife
is Team Brokers. Yeah. My wife is Team Johnny Depp.
I was having dinner with somebody. I won't name who. Nobody well known. I just don't want to out them. But he was like,
hey guys, it's Jeremy Renner.
That was good.
You know, what's not bad? A fried egg sandwich.
And he was like, listen, I don't, between you and me, my friend or my brother or somebody dated her like years ago. And he was like, she's fucking crazy. Like, she's crazy.
So, pillow defecator.
Yeah. But
he's on TikTok also, it seems.
Well, anyways, I don't want to get into that. That's off topic.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, dead subject.
Yeah.
Dead subject.
Unless you want to chime in.
Nope.
Of course, we have our Zoomers, Matt, right? We have Zoomers, we have hotline callers. We have so many different ways of communicating. I want to say quickly, we might not get to her. My cousin Kalu wrote a beautiful book called Easy Fancy Food. And it's a cookbook.
Nice. She's right here, too.
She's in the control room. Kalu, are you there?
She's cooking.
Hello, food fans. Just read my book.
Kalu, are you in there?
Here I am. Here I am.
Well, hi, Kalu.
Hey, Tam.
You know one of my favorite groups growing up. I mean, I've known you since I've known you since I was born, or since you were born, because you're a little younger than me. But you know what a thrill it is for me to have Pavement in the studio.
I do indeed.
And it's just unfortunate that it timed with your visit, because we probably won't be able to get you in here, but we'll do our best. How about that?
Fingers crossed, man. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
But we are promoting the book, so it's all you're here to do, really, is to promote the book. So.
Bam! Yeah. Thanks.
I'll talk fast, Kalu.
Why don't we put the book between you two guys?
I'll hold it up.
Can we put it here?
Wow. Perhaps? Thank you.
Right here on the bottle.
Let's put it backwards because our photo is so nice.
Yeah, that is a nice photo, Kalu.
Thank you so much.
And if you guys want to look at it or bring up a recipe that intrigues you or is inspiring to you, please don't feel free.
Creamy.
She sold one copy because we're buying Steve West's wife a copy. She's a cooking enthusiast.
Yeah. You cook at home? Who's the cook in your house?
He just made beautiful lasagna
the other night. It was delicious.
Lasagna King.
Very impressive.
You made the lasagna.
All recipes. All recipes.
Usually, not just lasagna. I'd say like old school Italian restaurant lasagna.
Yeah. Baked.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Meat
My
lasagna.
Expectations were low, I will say that.
I'm loving it. Is it kind of browning on top? A little crispy?
I call him Malk Massini now.
What's the tour bus situation?
No tour bus.
No tour bus.
Private jets.
No.
No, of course not.
How do you get around?
Splitter van. And
flights?
Uber and no flights, boats.
Wait a minute.
It's
a riverboat tour?
I
think when we start touring in September 7th.
Well, that's
San
what I'm
Diego.
Talking about.
Yeah,
the,
I think
the
we'll
big
probably
tour.
We'll probably be on a bus.
Yes. Carbon footprint, no.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm into having eight compact rental cars. I'm cool with that.
But the problem, people wonder like, oh, the reason for the bus is you've got to travel at night, you've got to sleep. You can't drive during the day to get to the show because you don't, there's
a lot
not
of
enough time.
Drives.
COVID trap.
We resisted it. Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, but I'm asking, how do you get from one show to the next?
Bus. But yeah. I mean, that. But we resisted that. We're in a pavement. We pushed that back as long as possible.
You fly the rest on the bus.
I'm bussing it on my tour.
You got to stay in the, mental framework of the tour.
Yeah.
With everyone. Yeah, we'll be on the bus too and fly.
It's too stressful actually to fly to like get to the airport and catch the flights.
Way too stressful.
I kind of agree with you there.
You like it.
I'd stay on
so
the bus.
So you're going to be on the flights and they're going to be on
I have done
the bus.
It before just like searching last minute for cheap flights like New Mexico to Austin I got a $100 flight who's with me? Let's go.
Right.
You know, it's more like that. You just kind of do it on the fly.
You have a spot on the bus if you want it.
Of course. Yeah, or a hotel and stuff. So it's pretty fun.
Hold on. I just got a text from Matt Sweeney.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Matt Sweeney.
Shows up everywhere, I should even read this on the show.
Okay, I'm going to ask his question. Mm-hmm. This is how you can communicate with me in various ways. If you're if you're a friend of mine.
Matt's in his band, solo band.
Matt Sweeney is?
In his solo band, Malkmus. Not in
the
his.
The Jicks?
No.
Post-Jicks or like another.
Just Stephen Malkmus now. It's got a great album. Traditional Techniques is awesome.
Ask about Pavement's use of Steinberger guitars.
Yes.
Talk about
good question.
This is a command, not a question.
You want to go, Mel?
Are you familiar with the brand?
No.
They're the
George
original
Steinbrenner from the Yankees?
Steinberger.
Invented by a friend of ours. Or
not invented, he poured the molds. They're the famous, in the 90s when there was no tuning pegs on the end, and there would be some new wave guy.
The Peter Gabriel's bass player or something like that, yeah.
We had a couple of those in the early days of Pavement that were lying around, like Bob said, our drummer's dad designed plastic molds. He also did the antennas on the World Trade Center.
Yeah, Gary Young's dad.
Where are they these days?
Not anywhere. Just a bunch of graphite toxicity in the air.
They're 100%. They're indestructible. Steinbergers are famous for being indestructible.
The guitar.
So you can't like. Not believe me, you and I.
Pete Townsend couldn't do much with that guitar.
No, you and I
theatrically.
Like, we could
pull
not
it up
destroy.
For Tim West. Yeah. We can show him.
They're really ugly. That's it. Yeah.
He would throw them just off stage, and there was a tiny little chip of a bass. That he lost somehow, but you don't know. However he did it, was bad.
Do you use them on the on any of the records?
Yeah, I'd use it on Slant and Enchanted.
Okay.
It's very, like, not to get all techie with you.
This is what it's for. This is what we have you here for.
It's a very even sounding bass. It's really nice sounding, actually. I mean, it's Listen, and the guitar, whammy bar on it is fantastic. Stays in tune. Like, you can't get it out of tune.
Right. I'm going to make some people mad here, some techie or some gearhead guys, but like, any old bass will do.
Sure.
Right? It's true.
Like, I've got a fancy Fender
Precision,
P bass from,
yeah,
from the 70s.
That's the classic.
Yeah, but I could go down to Guitar Center and get a 2021 whatever.
I could see you rocking an Ibanez.
Fine. Yeah. Yeah. They'll put it through whatever like compressors they have, it will be fine. Yeah. But if you feel better with something that makes you feel like you're bass player.
Half of it is style and presentation and putting on a show. Yeah. So you want to look cool. Exactly. What are you playing now on stage?
Play bass.
I'm playing the original period correct instruments of Pavement, the ones they actually used.
Like a Jag?
A Strat. A Jag is in the only on one record. And I'm playing another, like an SG.
Period.
The band has a Jungian split between Fender, Gibson, like so many bands.
Uh-huh.
And everything works that way. Songs have a different character.
Yeah.
It's sort of a Led Zeppelin, Hendrix move, to, like Led Zeppelin being a Gibson state of mind.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that reminds me of the story I heard before we realized that Eric Clapton was such a creep, terrible guy.
Bad
guy.
I always hated him.
But here's a good sign, a little canary in the coal mine I heard. He did that Cream reunion back when Ginger Baker was alive. And they did like the Royal Albert Hall and Madison Square Garden, like some big key shows. But
Rose.
Clapton insisted on playing his Strat for all
which
those
he,
shows.
Which was originally an SG.
It was originally an SG. And that's the sound of Cream.
Yeah.
That kind of thicker sound. Yeah.
What do you play? What's your main guitar?
I have a Strat.
Okay, yeah. He's always played...
And a Tele.
Is like a... It's a Stratocaster ripoff that was like...
No, it's real, but it's... it was just...
It was a Mexican
Nothing
one,
special.
Usually. No, it's okay, but it had been like Frankensteined out with humbuckers and like found on the street, stolen by
really
a junkie.
It was really cheap, right?
It was, because it was stolen.
Now here's what
stolen. Okay, that's okay. I forgot that.
Here's something I want to do with everybody in the room, and I think it's something we could do throughout the show. I don't think we have to just do it right now. I think we got to rank the Pavement records.
Sure,
that's fair.
Matt, I didn't even run this by you. What do you think?
Of course.
I want the audience to chime in. Maybe keep a tally.
Yeah.
Vic's not a fan, so we're not.
Sure.
He doesn't need to chime in.
I don't like Vic either.
I gotta go. You gotta go first. Oh, I gotta go.
I like his look. I like Vic's look.
I
don't like him.
I have thoughts.
Yeah, why don't you just let's go from the bottom to the top so we feel good when we leave.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, well, for sure. I mean, well, so we're all just going to have, we all have to just maybe pick one and then you can defend
it
quickly.
Why don't we all say it
out
loud?
Are we going to the five
or
are we throwing in watery domestic?
I'm
going to
get creamed here. I'm nervous now.
He's got cream on his mind. He can't stop talking about cream.
And if you don't want to participate, if you don't feel educated enough about it, if you're not like a deep lover.
That's fine.
Then just pass.
All I can do is give my number one and two.
You can say pass.
But what I love about this is like one of the great things about you guys, you don't have like tons of records. You've got
There's five major records.
Records.
I'm seeing seven online here.
Well, there's
Watery Domestic EP, and we've got a compilation of our early material.
You don't have to count that.
Called Westing by Musket and Sex.
Greatest Hits. That's the best one, right?
Oh, we have Greatest Hits also.
That doesn't count.
Isn't that the case in every band? Matador picked those. I think Matador picked those, so, as far as I know. But
let's get it over with the bad ones first, and then we can talk more about the last two that we all like.
Well,
no, it's like the Beatles. No such thing as a bad.
Well, that's first
true.
Of all, I'm saying that.
I can spin that.
Depends on what you're
Did you
on.
See the? I think it was Pitchfork wrote a whole thing about your last album, Terror Twilight.
Mm-mm.
Did you? You didn't see it?
I don't read that shit.
No. Well, good.
I did. I read it.
And they said She goes. This writer. I thought it was funny. She's like, I think that you can make the case that Pavement were the Beatles of the 90s. And she goes on to make the case,
It's a
ridiculous case. It's ridiculous.
I did
more
that
like
interview and I said,
the Beatles and the Stones.
Yeah.
I did that interview and I was like, I just don't think we should be mentioned in the same breath.
I think this, I like this joke, Doug and I kind of crafted this together, but when Charlie Watts died, There's this thought about Ringo and Paul joining the Stones, because then you have the drummer and the bass player.
Yeah.
Now there's Now they'd be selling tickets to. Paul would be doing two nights.
I'm actually quite good on
Dodger
base.
Stadium. All right, I will.
Oh, I'm not supposed to laugh.
What am I supposed to do? Should I start?
Yeah. Sorry.
So we'll agree. Terror Twilight's the worst one.
No. I'm not. No. Well,
okay.
I'm
what
not
do you
going
got?
There.
What do you say?
This
Wait,
is
the
just
worst.
For,
oh my god.
My least. I'll tell you my least favorite.
We're getting
Crooked
into
Rain.
It.
Yeah, he knows. I just talked to him. Crooked Rain's my least favorite one. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Crooked
well, Rain, I'm just going to be the outlier here, and only because of my own personal experience, Slanted and Enchanted. Was never an album for me.
You told me that before.
Yeah, because I just came in on Crooked Rain.
Yeah.
And I didn't, you know, back then I didn't have Spotify, I don't have Apple Music. I just have CDs.
Yeah.
And I didn't go back and get that one. So just it's not that I don't
you don't have to justify it.
Yeah. I think we all have to justify our picks. I think we all have to justify our picks.
Okay, well, I would like to interrupt you real quick, Tim, and tell you that Steve will probably be here again, hopefully, and this is probably my only visit here. And he'd appreciate it if you didn't diss Landon and Shannon every single time he comes in.
Okay. Well, that's it. I got it out
of my
system.
That's why I brought these guys.
Okay. I got
the enforcers.
Okay, so obviously
Steve
not your
will agree
style.
He wasn't on that record.
Yeah.
Obviously well, neither of these guys were, actually.
Yeah.
Right.
I was in the live band, but not on the record. Because I was driving a bus in New York.
All right. Well, so your pick is Crooked Rain. We got
my
that.
My favorite? My least favorite is Crooked Rain. Yeah, I just don't like the way
Twilight.
It sounds. I've never liked the way it... I liked a lot of the songs.
Okay.
A lot of the songs are good live.
Steve?
It changes all the time, but recently, now that we've been rehearsing, Bright in the Corners is sounding a lot better to me than ever.
We're just going for last.
Worst.
Least.
Worst.
Oh, least?
Yeah.
Slanted for you.
I don't know. I guess Slanted. Yeah.
Well, you won.
I mean,
so
I
far.
Like Slanted too. So
and yours
fun.
Is.
I'm going
Terror
Twilight because, just my experience making it was stressful or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like a personal thing between me and the record, things we went through together.
And
like,
Matt,
I'm with you.
That's a cool hat.
Slanted is my least favorite.
We got another Slanted.
Yeah sorry. Man.
Vic?
Wow.
I don't like to rank things. I don't feel
very good.
Feel weird, so I'm good.
You can pass.
Again, all I could say is
two.
My top two. I can't.
Fair enough.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, fire top two.
No,
let's
so
get that
it looks
the,
like yeah. we're now, we've now have, I think, majority wins. Slanted
I'm biting
is,
my tongue. Yeah.
Five.
I'm biting
and
my
tongue. And people are going to go, this is great clickbait, because people are going to go wild.
Yes.
They might be getting bored.
Let's take a zoomer. Oh, they're definitely getting bored.
Okay.
Don't forget City of the Day.
But this is our time.
We got to spice it up.
We got to spice it up, man. Maybe we should skip this.
We're
going to
start talking about
let's
versus.
Go with, let's go with Doug's top two.
No.
Marie.
Go to
Marie
the next
Amsterdam.
Segment.
How about that?
Ooh, we got an Amsterdam.
I'm going to write down the album title so you can just say what you like, 3 through 5.
Marie, how excited are you to be on a Zoom with some of the guys from Pavement? And you're muted.
Yeah, I can read her lips because I'm deaf.
You
got to
unmute,
this.
Marie. Can you unmute on your side?
These are Pavement fans
I'm
calling
unmuted.
In, I can tell.
I'm unmuted.
Hey, Marie.
Okay,
pardon
sorry.
Me. I'm just going to do something real quick. I'm just going to turn this off.
Okay. All good.
Yeah. Heel goed. Steven knows Dutch. That's great. Okay. So I want to preface this. that's German.
Yeah, I spreche kind of Deutsch. <okay. laughs>
All right, so I want to preface this by the Steven's appearance on Office Hours 2 years ago actually got me into Pavement.
What?
So now
what?
It's my
See, own. I'm. Where's my thanks?
Where? Yeah, thank you, Tim.
Was it the Bernie shirt?
Thank you, Tim.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, you weren't a fan of Pavement, then you see him come on my show, you go, I like this guy. I like
it's
the
validation.
Yeah, it was. Wow.
It's validation.
He was promoting. He was promoting traditional techniques, so I checked out traditional techniques.
I have so many great
And I
ideas.
Thought it was a great album.
Oh, thank you.
So then album. He loves us.
So then I checked out Pavement, and I knew some Pavement songs, but not a lot. So
what's the worst Pavement
what
album?
Yeah, what's your least favorite Pavement album?
My least favorite is Bright in the Corners.
Wow.
But I love some songs. Yeah. I love Stereo,
oh,
I love
sure.
Shady
yeah.
Lane, but...
I mean,
but
I think, like I said, I want to say this a million times. This is all coming from a place of love and
Aww.
Loving them all.
Yes.
But we're just having
it's,
fun.
You get
do you
to do it. Unlike your children,
song,
you can't
Marie?
Grade them.
Right.
But in this kind
but
of thing, even though you do.
It's wonderful to hear. Was there something else we could help you with?
Well, I was. I had a question for Steve. So
Which
I guess
Steve?
it's. The one with the hat. Okay.
The boss.
Okay. Okay, so it's great that Pavement is getting back together and stuff, but I'm actually really hoping for a solo acoustic album by Steve. Is that ever going
to happen? Yeah, it's happening. Yeah, it's in the... in the pipeline, we did some sessions. It's not as acoustic as traditional techniques, but it's like takes off from that aesthetic and imagines like what the band would do once they made their acoustic record and they went on tour and they realized like we got to be a little louder. You know, these venues are these electric guitars. All the current bands are using them, and we got to use them too. Yeah. So you know, it's sort of like that.
Cool. Do you work in any
band?
Maybe in a year coming out after Pavement. Maybe I shouldn't be telling this. It's going to ruin the magic. But
what about a Pavement record? That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
No.
Unplugged rock.
Unless we write one without him, but it wouldn't be very good.
Oh, yeah, you guys should do it like the Talking Heads guys did.
We thought about making a 7-inch
test. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for calling in. How's everything going in Amsterdam?
It's great. We just had a lot of weed smoking.
Oh, it's the best, huh?
You should come see us. We're playing there, I think, in whatever, October.
In November, actually.
Okay, would you put her on the list?
I can,
I have tickets already.
Oh, yeah.
Sell your tickets. Give the money to charity. I'll put you on the list.
Smoke weed.
But I have front row tickets. I have like the best seats.
Wait, this is cool. Let me just say something. She don't know Pavement. Till she checks out my show, checks you out. Now you've got a front row audience member.
Man, thank you.
That's the circle of life.
Yeah. It was very expensive.
And you're wearing my swag.
You want me to mention it now, Bob? So I don't like my Nike. I like this kind of hat. I was saying I like this kind of hat, but I don't like the big old Nike swoosh. Yeah. So Bob gave me the sticker for what is this?
Broker
your label?
Brokerstiprecords, Brokerstiprecords.com. I don't think it's Marie's style. She's more into Steven, but... We don't have any. We've got some pretty cool bands on it.
Never know.
What's your top selling band?
Thanks, Marie.
Marquee band.
We have a really good band from Richmond, Virginia called Piranorama.
Okay.
Everything's good on there.
Is it on streaming and stuff?
Lucy Arnell band from LA. It's all little bands. Like it's kind of dependent on bands going on tour. So they have a 7-inch to sell on tour. So obviously, sales have been slow.
Yeah. All right.
But they'll be back at it soon. You know.
Is there a website?
Yeah, brokerstiprecords.com.
All right, check out brokerstiprecords.com.
Thank you, Tim.
Somebody sent me a nasty note the other day because I, years ago, did sort of a parody of a Guided by Voices song off the cuff.
Easy target.
Mm-hmm. On Office Hours?
Yeah. Like I sang it, like off the cuff, kind of just improvised it. And then somebody took that audio and put music to it. And it sounds fucking. Do you have it, guys?
I don't know. Bulldog skin.
It's always hard to find.
I want
to
hear it.
Which song? Obscure
I just
lyrics,
made it up.
Like random obscure, like they're...
Oh, tie the scorpion riding on the run.
I got it.
You know, I got it here.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah. So here's my deal with those guys. I'll put that in my voice.
Do you have the real, the
night goes black, there is not way... No, I'm getting off it.
But somebody made the actual track to it, which... Well, find that. But somebody goes, now whenever those guys put a record out, they include this parody that I did on, like they reference this parody and they kind of like I've spoiled it for everybody.
Yeah. Wait. Could be another career maker. Good sound is funny.
That's not your voice.
It is. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he just did it for us.
Oh wait, no.
That's not your voice.
That's not your voice.
That sounds like a real song.
That's him.
That's the other guy did his voice.
He sang on top of it probably.
I'm in there. I can hear myself in there.
Oh, so he's...
He only hears himself.
He's like tuning it, I think.
Yeah.
What do you think, Matt?
No, I think he sang that.
Oh.
I can't find... I know the one you're talking about.
Anyway, but that's based on my improv.
Yeah, somebody did sing. You're hearing a phone.
Yeah, does somebody have their phone on? Let's take another call.
Yeah, make sure your phones are muted, guys.
Huh?
Make sure your phones are muted.
City of the day?
Sure.
Get it out. City of the day.
You should change it to get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way. Matt, the city of the day is...
Get it out of the way.
So we do these phony ads. You'll appreciate it. It's sort of like the Prairie Home Companion. City of the day is...
Hot buttered biscuits.
Sleep creeps nighttime grooming experts. Are you a busy man who can't find the time to groom himself? Does all the work, wife, and whiskey simply take up all the precious hours of your life? Well, now you can easily get your grooming done with Sleep Creep's nighttime grooming experts. That's right, you can get a haircut and a shave while you sleep. It's simple, just give us a call and leave a message on our answering machine. Tell us what services you need, and one of our creeps will arrive that night between 3 and 4 a.m. to groom you while you sleep. Be sure to leave 10 bucks and a spare key under your doormat. Teeth brushing and nail clipping services are also available. It's all the same price, but we get to keep the hair. Oh, Jesus. It's dark, so... What? It's dark? I'm reading this for the first time. You understand. It's dark, so it won't be perfect, but our creeps know what hair and skin feel like. We're getting better at teeth. Warning, do not wake up. Our creeps do not like that. Again, we keep the hair. Thank you. So leave us a voicemail today. That's their slogan is we keep the hair. Oh, that's what you're saying back there?
Do you know the model in the after picture?
The what?
The sleep creep in the after picture.
Do we have
picture?
A picture of the sleep creep?
Yeah, he's in there on the after picture. He looked the part.
Where is it? I missed it. I didn't get to see it. Yeah, I don't have the monitor.
It's kind of the best part.
Can you bring that up?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Look at that guy.
There he is.
You couldn't have come up with a better picture of a sleep creep.
He needs some of that hair.
I'll get you full screen, though.
You guys all have nice heads of hair. Anybody in the band bald?
Yes. There you go. Here's a good close-up.
They don't come on these programs.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Okay.
Nate Bailey, you are the city of the day, my friend.
I'm a hairy guy.
Sefefef, Sefahai.
Sefefef, Sefahai. What are you, accounts receivable there?
Sure. It's office hours, right? I got to be in the office.
Yeah. Wait, is that a real background or is that?
Yeah, no, it's real.
It's funny. It looks like it could be like a fake
doctor.
Is he a doctor?
It's very real. I'm not a doctor. I'm actually a tennis programmer. I work for a rec center.
Amazing.
Tennis programmer.
Let's talk.
Yes, let's talk shop.
This is an absolute dream for me, Stephen. And I'm calling from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. I've been there.
Stephen, I met you when you came here with the Jicks many, many years ago.
When we played in Victoria?
Yeah, you played at Lucky Bar, and then you played at another place years back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I saw on the you island?
Right yeah. That's cool. Kind of British, beautiful place.
Yeah, I know the island. Yeah, I just don't know, like, people play there. Like, that's kind of a hall to get out there.
You got
to
be kind of big.
It's a bit of a hall. Get to see some
dolphins. Not so much anymore. It's expensive to get here. But, yeah, I saw you right after you put out Real Emotional Trash.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the best shows ever.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Thanks. Yeah, man.
Yeah, tennis. I asked a question a few months ago about who your dream doubles partner would be. Tim replied Winston Churchill, which I found.
I said that?
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
I said Winston Churchill?
You did. I was like, if you could play doubles with anybody, who would it be? And without even hesitating, Tim, Winston Churchill.
George Washington.
Well, I would beat
George
him.
George Washington.
You mean like he'd be my partner, you think?
He'd be your partner. Order. Yeah, he'd be your partner.
Okay.
Anyways.
I have such a creative mind that I don't even remember that. It comes so quick.
The pounding.
It doesn't stay around for very
long. I'm a pretty big fan of a new player named Daniil Medvedev. I would just pick him.
Wasn't he the former president of Russia?
There is a Medvedev that is a president, but he's not even related to him.
His backhand's always good.
How about that George Bush? Did you hear what he said yesterday?
Yeah, he's funny too. Like, he's a bit of a character. On the court and seems kind of smart. Speaks perfect French. That's important to me and anybody.
You speak French?
No.
German?
But no, I speak English.
I spreche English.
Mastered one language.
You spreche keine English.
Yeah.
Tim, do you want a do-over on that question about your dream doubles partner?
Sure. I'd have to go to George Carlin.
Good pick. He's good though. I don't think he has the slice that Doug over there has.
Imagine George Carlin. I don't know. He'd be witty. He'd be a fun guy to talk to. He'd be smoking.
He'd be back.
A lot of monologue.
Back. I mean, whatever brings him back.
Exactly.
Well, Bob said it's all a mental game, and he would probably win the mental game.
Yeah, exactly. True. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine playing against Doug Carlin? We wouldn't be able to get the ball over.
Yeah, he'd be laughing too hard.
Yeah, exactly. Or just freaking out that Doug Carlin had come back to life. I mean, what a psych out.
Yeah.
Good pick, man.
He'd be all he'd be super old, though.
Yeah.
What about you? Who would you pick?
Yeah, good question.
You were my choice, Stephen, when I asked that question a while ago, and so this is all just come to fruition.
I figured that's why I asked.
He's put the time in, believe me. He's ready for you.
I know. I'm impressed. I remember seeing the, I think it was the inside of the Slanted and Enchanted album, where you had yourself advertised as a tennis coach from Pasadena.
Yeah.
And, is that true?
And, yeah, that was in Mirror Traffic. Yeah, we found
Mirror
some...
Mirror Traffic, that's right.
We found some advertisements of... it was actually in a... there was a basketball match. It was a Cold War type thing with a Russian team. It was just a exhibition game. It took place here in the Coliseum, in the wherever the Lakers used to play. Inglewood,
the Forum.
In the Forum, and it had all this like ephemera advertisements for like sporting goods and stuff. And there was a bunch of pictures of these like people that would help you at the sporting goods store, and I just like adapted their names and put our faces instead.
Definitely moved the units.
Kalu, how are you doing, Kalu? Enjoying the show?
I am. I'm really enjoying the view of my book next to Steve.
Yeah, I was going to say. How about
thanks,
this,
man.
Oh, no, don't move it. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Let's pick Bob, pick a recipe that looks appealing to you.
Let me put my glasses on here.
Okay, you get to work on that.
I'm just going to randomly. Oh, here we go. Ooh, I like that guy because I've never. Oh yeah, no. I mean, everything's gonna look good to me in here.
He's an eater.
That's a great picture of Kalu with a giant lobster.
When cooking on vacation.
Yeah.
It's true. It's what I wear.
Do you have any lobsters?
Oh, okay. More shrimp than you think. Pasta.
Oh, extra.
Remember, this book is called Easy Fancy Food, so obviously Kalu can cook complicated, but in this book, for us novices, she does easy.
That's a great angle,
you know,
right?
It draws people
like,
in.
It's the angle.
Yeah. I mean, like, not that many people in this day and age are going to buy intimidating fancy food. No.
Keep it simple, you know, stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Bring a large... You don't want to read this.
No.
Yeah, okay. Beautiful picture. Anyways, there's loads of great recipes in here.
Oh my God, can you come
here's
on tour
Kalu's
with me?
Here's Kalu's leg next to a plate of food.
you know what? That picture makes the food look very small.
Yeah.
This is like, it's like model airplane food.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle shot. We call it a lifestyle shot.
That looks really awesome. The braised lamb shanks with gingery Meyer lemon relish. Now that.
You know what? There should be a food
dinner,
book.
Lamb.
I have a good idea for a food book. It's a perfectly to scale food plates. So when you're looking at the picture,
it's
exactly
there.
What it looks like. Yeah.
I can do this. I can do like. There's this spinning? One weird guy where I live. There's a weird guy in my on the street.
Oh, like a sign spinner.
Yeah. Is that a thing that happens
everywhere?
Oh,
yeah. It's a big deal.
Okay, because there's a dude on the town square in this strange little place I live called Paris, Tennessee, and he's whatever, he's got bad politics. And he stands there, and he, 8-10 hours a day, flips the sign.
What does the sign say?
Is it going too
Let's
fast?
Go, Brandon.
John 3:16.
Something like that?
I've seen one that does say that, yes.
All right, well, let's take another Zoomer. Thank
him.
You. Get back to work there scheduling programming tennis. Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Beautifully, yeah. Thanks very
Nate.
Much. Yeah. He'll see you.
Are there courts, just indoor courts, just on the other side of you right now? Are you in the place?
No, there's, well, we do have 4 indoor courts, no outdoor courts, but yeah, they're just behind.
Yeah.
Least favorite Pavement album?
Terror.
Okay.
Horrible.
Do you have any parquet courts?
Speaking my language.
We got Terror and Slanted
no
kind of competing for bottom.
It's it's the stale bread in the middle are all the delicious meats and cheeses that we're going
to
talk about.
You need to listen to Cream of Gold more. That kicks butt.
Cream of Gold?
Yeah. You ever heard that one?
No.
What's on Terror it? Twilight, right?
Yeah. Oh, the song.
We're not saying they're bad tracks.
I'm telling you,
some great
things. Wait till you hear my number one. All right, next caller, Matt. let's do a hotliner.
I can't wait.
Just wait. Oh, well, you know what? I already have. We'll get to that. Okay. Allison's been waiting.
Allison Chains.
Yeah. Allison.
Hi, everyone. Yeah.
Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Remember that show, Alice? The diner. Mm-hmm.
This is Alice.
Oh, look at that. She's got a little bar over there, Wes.
Alice Waters related to this.
I got all all my drinks over there.
Was Alice Waters canceled?
I don't think so.
Are you a day drinker, Alice?
She has a new restaurant.
Uncancelable.
Well, not today.
Hammer Museum.
Stand by. We're going live to Kalu for the cancel report.
is Alice Waters been canceled?
No, she's uncancelable.
Okay, who's the latest from the food world to have been canceled?
There's a lull right now. I think everyone's taking a pause. That was a wild ride there for a bit.
Okay,
you can't have too much. You can have a little too much, man.
Okay, Alice, please bring us back to Earth.
That's my name now, I guess. Well, it's great to
wait. Are you Alice?
Allison.
Allison.
I know. Somebody should have corrected. Allison.
Well, then you said Allison Chains, so then you went to Alice.
World is killing you.
Oh, yeah. I love that song. You could cover that.
I wasn't named that.
Oh, Allison.
But I've had it come to me.
My aim is true.
I
think he's lost. Excuse me.
Better.
Let her.
Okay.
Sorry, Tim.
Go fire away, Allison.
I have my second cup. That's the problem.
Oh, my God.
Well, I just want to say I'm the biggest Pavement and Stephen Malkmus fan ever, and I can corroborate that, but I'm not going to, because I promised Matt I would keep my cool. But I saw you play with Trad Tech. What?
Trad Tech.
Sorry, nothing. Yeah. He just played Trad a little bit of Elvis Costello. Yeah, that's
what about Steve called. West? Okay. Does he chop liver to you?
Did you see us in Portland or in the Wilco thing?
No. At Alberta Albee in Portland.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
How's you brave the...
just walk out.
Some people were scared of Sister Omicron, but you were like, no, I'm going to see my band that I like.
Yeah.
Thanks. My guitar was a little effed up, but the other guys did a great job.
Humble
opinion.
Yeah, it was a cool venue, too. And Steve West is not chopped liver to me. Hi, Steve. I'm also a big fan of yours.
Oh, thank
and you, Bob.
Thank you very much, Allison.
I didn't realize you were a corgi dad.
Yeah. Let me find you a picture of my corgi. You keep talking.
He's
we'll
pretty
pause.
Amazing. No. You
watch what happens to the show, by the way, when I get shit from everybody for talking too much. Watch when I just step back. We'll see. Let's see how the show grinds down to a halt.
No,
looks for pictures on his phone.
No. You guys keep talking. This will take a second.
Allison, didn't you say you had a joke? Didn't you have a joke for us?
Well, okay. I did have a joke because... A couple weeks ago, one of the City of the Day sponsors was like a pun on some musician's name. I can't remember who it was.
Dong McLean.
Dong McLean.
Yeah.
Ian McDonald's character.
I came up with an idea for a pun on Steven's name, but it was called the Stephen Malkmus Milk Mist. And it was like a milk that you could mist instead of like.
Oh, Steven. Yeah.
Stephen Malkmus Milk Mist.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
So instead of drinking milk, you can just spray it and like.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
So,
marketing.
Merch.
No, it's a terrible idea.
Milk
is
a good
idea. By Pavement standards, it's a great idea, Allison.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Congratulations, Allison. You've made us all smile.
Thank you very much.
That's what I'm here for, I guess.
You're awesome.
Least favorite Pavement album? Quickly.
I'm very uncomfortable by this question because
we're not that sensitive.
Okay, fine. Terror Twilight.
Wow.
I'd really like to
the Beatles had Abbey Road. They went out with their best. You're going
new
out
edition.
Well, my favorite is Slanted, so it was getting a little heated in the chat.
Yeah, right.
I bet. And that's why I'm an argument starter, because I need the conflict to get people all riled up. Well, Allison, thank you so much for your support of the band and of my broadcast here.
Are we going to see you? On
you coming out?
Tour? This summer? Three times, yes.
Fantastic. Wow.
Yeah.
What about me?
Thank you.
Do you know his tour date?
I'm seeing you maybe twice because you're playing in Portland.
Two shows.
Twice in a row. Yeah. So.
Awesome.
The Aladdin Theater.
Cool.
Two shows, one night.
Oh, you're in Portland?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Allison.
Find tickets at timheidecker.com/live.
Thanks,
you'll also get, we'll hyperlink to the
forgot the big announcement.
Yeah, thanks.
Well done.
You have a big announcement?
Thanks,
I have a big announcement.
Didn't the show get added this morning?
Oh, yes. We have a fourth show. Listen, this
How
is unprecedented.
How can this be possible?
Unprecedented fourth show.
In which town?
New York.
Mm.
Bell
fifth
House.
Show.
The Bell
your
House.
Fifth show, too.
There
fifth
he is, Mr.
Show.
Ghost.
And here's the corgi.
That's there Mr. Ghost.
My best friend. Yeah. That's my son.
Does he do that corgi neck crane that I was doing when he
does them all.
I like that.
Stretchingtons, rollovers.
Oh, guess what? Portland Soul. Oh, wait.
He's the king. I mean, he's an amazing little beast.
He is.
I love him so.
Tim Heidecker.
All right, let's take a hotline call, Matt.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Hotline.
Now, this is about people.
These are unhinged, the unhinged people.
Yeah, this will be some some pavement loon. John, you are live on the hotline. John, are you there?
Ooh, look at that.
I'm John Lennon.
Hotline call now, Matt.
Hello, it's me, John Lennon.
How's it going?
Hi, John.
It's going great, John.
Hey, this is a big honor. For me, longtime Pavement fan.
Thanks, John.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Control yourself, you spurt.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll just cut right to it. I have a question about how the wedding present covered Box Elder so early in your career, because that kind of blew my mind. You
Us
guys
too.
Were pretty new, and they were kind of new, so.
Yeah, right. So this happened back in, like, 1991 when... I think somehow John Peel maybe got hold of Pavement Records. You know how he was, he's the famous DJ, rest in peace, who championed underground music and pretty much like very influential like guy. He was, somehow he found our music as he does, and maybe the wedding present heard it there, or maybe it hadn't been played yet and they played it and he was also tight with that band. I see it as something like that. Yeah, so it was a B-side to one of their singles. It kind of blew our mind because we were really just getting started then. And
it helped us out, definitely, in the British Isles.
How am I an idiot for not knowing who the wedding present is?
Not really. If you're British, you would know. Okay. Or if you're just were really into, like, Landfill Indie at 1991.
I love there Tim Heidecker is a guy named David Gedge. Big, like, 80s, 90s... pop band.
Okay.
Good.
Britain.
You'd like
more
him.
Famous in Britain. Maybe not even any releases in America, like official at that time. Yeah. Like only imports.
Yeah,
you guys
so,
spread like wildfire over so there in the lucky. British Isles, huh?
Yeah, it was great.
Did you like them, John? The wedding present?
Well, yeah, I was lucky because my older sister was into the wedding present and I was into Pavement. And then it kind of became a question of like, who actually wrote this song? You know, what did you cover them or did they cover, you know? So.
That's a good question. Yeah, I would have thought that too. I didn't really
Where
know
are you,
who
John?
They were.
I'm in D.C.
Okay, cool.
I heard the wedding present version first,
y'all.
Actually.
Awesome, thank you.
Oh, so you're hip to this?
Oh, yeah, Bizarro.
Jeez.
Very good record.
He's a DJ, he knows everything.
I'm listening to, back then I'm listening to Toad the Wet Sprocket. That's
Me
all
too.
I got.
Me too, I was like I'm that like, too. I like that too.
Gin Blossoms.
Yeah.
All right, thanks,
Check
John.
Check out the new 7-inch from Gin Blossoms and the Black Crows.
Better than Ezra,
Thank
maybe.
You
like
yeah,
them.
Better than Ezra.
Have a good one, buddy.
You were in the buzz bin. You were hanging out in the buzz bin.
The buzz bin.
Those who don't know, that was an MTV like specialty thing they would play at after hours or something.
What were your what were your thoughts on REM?
Oh, one of
I really liked
of
the first... Three. I mean, I'm like the first three.
Yeah,
of them.
Yeah.
But I did like Automatic for the People
sure.
too.
Sure. I think
was,
that stuff
really
is
good.
Great. I think all like up until maybe that record or I don't know. I kind of dropped off at Monster.
Same, more
but
or less.
I just listened to Michael Stipe on that Rick Rubin podcast, and I was just like, I was so fond of. It was so great to hear him, and just he was like very openly pretentious. He made like a joke about it. He was like, I'm a pretentious guy. Like I'm a full
He's
on
honest.
Art guy. Yeah, like
we met him.
I was
Steve
gonna
and
say,
I met him together in Lexington at Rupp Arena. He was playing a concert there, and Lance Bangs, who did our DVD, he did all. He was good friends with Michael.
I think he was sitting in a big giant locker room for.
He was naked,
and he said, "Like, do you know what today is? It's Arthur Rambo's birthday."
Of course,
like
classic,
wasn't it?
We
Rambo?
Walked into the room, and he
was
walking. It was a bad time to catch him because he was walking out of the shower, and he quickly covered himself in a towel. And then it was an awkward conversation, which Steven and him compared body scars. And I
like first meeting.
Yes, I was scar free, and those guys were talking about their scars.
What kind of scars you got?
Mm.
Not good.
pretty bad, like humiliating ones as a child. Yeah. I got some big.
We'll talk about it with Stipe in a locker room, but not on your show.
Not on the air. I've got good scars from life, from adulthood.
Me too. Yeah.
Stabbed in the back, no joke.
Ooh,
yeah. And I have a broken wrist scar here.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Man, that's intense.
I'm a real guy. I'm a guy's guy.
Yeah.
You're the only kind of guy you'd get in solid.
Car accidents or kitchen accidents?
What, this?
Yeah.
Roller skating.
Whoa.
So I'm a guy's guy.
How about the knife in the back? Was that...
It was fucking this guy.
Really?
He came up right behind me. No, it was...
Bad show.
It was here in this room, too.
Yeah. His wife.
It was a crazy...
Did you kill the guy that knifed you in the back?
Of course.
Okay. You are a guy's guy, then.
Hey, we got a super chat.
I am serious about it. People can look it up, but I didn't kill the guy, no.
Life's tough, we got man. A super chat question. Someone paid $20 to ask you this question, wow. So let's do him the honor.
Ooh, $20.
What does the group Pavement eat while on the road touring between
question.
Shows?
Good question. We have one of our members is a whiz of the internet and food. He finds where to... He's a foodie.
Knows where to go.
Let me just say it. He's a foodie.
Yeah.
Like, dying right to the foodie. Like,
brilliant foodie. Used to write for Lucky Peach.
Like, and he is so good at it. It's just nice to hand over the reins.
Yeah.
Somebody who knows what they're doing. If you like everything, which we do.
Right.
You know, it's not bad, a fried egg sandwich.
That's generally the way. If he's not around, I do the same thing, but at a lesser version. Because he's not in my solo career. I do the same thing, but not as well.
So he looks at the routing and he says, okay, we're going to be in St. Louis. Here's where we got to go. Or here's what we got to have.
He has since 1991. He's done that.
Yeah, pre-internet was interesting. Everything was different back then, of course. Bob had this thing called Eat Your Way Across the USA.
Road food, which was, Jane Michael Stern.
They were kind of touristy, funny places. Some were really good, too. Right.
Bob, well, you don't want to get food poisoning.
No.
I lost 28 pounds in 12 days and almost died. And I ate undercooked turkey cutlet in Nancy, France.
Yeah, it was bad.
And I was starving, and my bandmates were like two or three seats to the right, and they cut. They're like, "Oh my god, it's not cooked." Mine was already
nobody
inside.
Told. Oh no!
Don't tell Bob.
I mean, I actually look kind of cool, but
yeah,
a lot of people were concerned that I had a drug habit, but I just had really bad salmonella.
How are you doing? So they're just like searching for vomit. Yeah. Sound
thanks, your.
Why don't you find your fucking? Where's your turkey sound effects?
Hello, it's
where do
Mr.
you guys
Nasty.
Order out from here? Like, what happens? Is lunchtime's coming soon? It
Dude,
must be the fun
I'm starting
part
to
of the
panic.
Day.
I'm starting to panic about lunch, by the way. Because I have stuff all day.
Yeah.
I have nothing. As soon as we wrap, I'm saying, bye, good to see you guys. Yeah. I'll see you on, you know.
Boom. And then why don't you get back to work. Order something during the show.
I want to.
You've never done this before.
Why doesn't somebody take care of me?
Well, look, we got five
Kalu
other people
can
who
can run
talk.
Up to your
Kalu.
Kitchen.
Kalu
can make
Kalu
you something.
Can cook.
She's like, well, I mean, apparently she's kind of a big deal.
I forgot. There's so much going on, I forgot. Kalu.
Still here waiting.
Can you figure out lunch?
I'm trying my best, Kalu.
I know. I'm Bob. I love you.
I love you more.
But can't you just go on, what do you call it, Uber Eats? No,
no. No.
No? Okay, thank you. Should we bring Kalu in?
I thought that was rigatoni, but it's pachiri.
Hey, I thought of a cool idea.
Pacari.
Pacari. Thank you, Kalu.
Thank you,
Doug
Bob.
Has a cool idea.
Where
are the sirens?
I have a good business idea. Instead of Uber Eats, there's a service where you call someone and you tell them what recipe to make, and then they bring it over. It's
home-cooked
meal. Home-cooked Postmates.
Yeah, there's a lot
Whoa,
of,
no, this
there's
is
a lot
a
of
good
code issues with that.
No, you could say, turn to page 24 on Kalu's book.
Oh, that's Tim's favorite.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, can
yeah,
I talk? Well,
idea.
I want to talk
Wait,
about that.
Jim?
I'll do it in person if I ever get on the show. You know?
Yeah, we're
going
to...
Do you want to come in now and
yeah.
I guess.
You want to swap out? Yeah, Steve, you mind swapping out for a minute?
Not a problem.
She could take my spot, too. I have to go to the potty.
Steve can bump to the Doug side saddle spot.
You go to the potty.
Yeah.
But...
I'll
then
come
I want
back,
you to
though.
Come back for your
I'll
main spot. Yeah.
I'll let her know where she's supposed
to be. Wait, you're tied in.
We're giving Wes a heart attack. Now. This is exactly what he didn't want.
Well, Wes is just going to have to adapt.
You want to chat with a Zoomer while we do this changeover?
That's how winning is done. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows.
Looks better than it felt.
Who's there, Matt?
Ramona. Ramona Muse Lambert.
Oh, I know Ramona. She's one of my best friends.
Ramona.
Hi,
hey, Ramona, I miss you. Ramona, she's the lead singer of Ramona and the Sometimes.
Oh, we've talked to Ramona before, too.
She's brilliant. Oh, yeah. Look at her. She's like one of, she lives 100 yards away from me.
Oh!
She's what, yeah, she's apparently she's pregnant with her third child.
Holy moly.
I love her. She's one of the coolest people in the world.
Okay. Oh, well, I was going to, can I tell a story about Bob real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
One time we threw a show that was like, it was an all ages show. So there's all these like 14 and 15 year olds there, and Bob DJ'd, and he spent the whole show in the creepiest poodle mask.
It was
creepy. And I
think
it really changed some lives.
Yeah, yeah, I creepy scared Bob. A lot of children and their mothers.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a lot of parents there like, who is that? It's like, oh, it's Bob.
Yeah. I went too far. I'm sorry, Ramona.
Are you feeling good that Mr. Ghost got on?
Yeah, I'm really feeling good about that. Did he look good?
He looks so good.
Yeah. You miss beautiful him in the hood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, why don't you guys take this off?
Did you wear the mask because you didn't want
to? I'll FaceTime you later, Ramona.
Thanks, Ramona. Okay. We love you, too.
Miss you.
Bye, Ramona. Everybody. Congratulations.
She's got a new album, Ramona and the Sometimes.
Ramona and the Sometimes. We can find that anywhere we find music?
Just Google it.
Okay.
How about Gig Tapes in Detroit? We got a, we love talking to couples on this show.
I mean,
hello.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
I'm clear.
Oh, cool.
Love the depth perspective here. Nice.
Yeah, I like this.
kind of emulating our
Citizen Kane over here.
Long time Office Hours fans, first time Zoomers.
All right. Oh. Well, how can we help you today?
I just wanted to say I've got some tickets to see Pavement in Cleveland, or in Detroit.
Hello.
And Tim in Cleveland this summer.
Wonderful.
I'll be there as well.
Nice.
I want to make an official apology. I was talking to the guys about this before the show. Official apology about, where can Steve sit now?
He can sit in my spot.
Yeah, go ahead.
He can sit in my spot. I'll stand behind him.
That's a good, I like that. That's sort of like an emulation of the live show.
Yeah, we'll get the same depth perspective of that as them.
I apologize to the people of Michigan in Detroit. We tried to make it work. We couldn't find, the venue was not conducive to the scheduling and the routing and the whole deal. Where are you going?
I was looking, sitting on your book.
On behalf of Michigan, we forgive you as representatives of Michigan.
Steve, just to catch you up.
Can we bring that stool? Oh, actually, let's move that stool.
Yeah, there you go.
Just to catch you up, Steve, what you missed.
I saw a lot in there. I saw, like, multiple images.
About that,
Khalid. There's
that's
a lot
good.
More going on than we know that's about.
These cats are going to see you guys in Detroit.
That's fantastic.
He's off mic.
Yeah.
I think Steven needs to get on mic now.
We're always, for some reason,
that's
good.
That's really cool.
We want you on the SM58.
Obviously, love to visit Detroit. It's an amazing place. So... You guys are playing the Masonic Jack White.
Oh, that Masonic. You know what? Have you played this Masonic hall in Detroit yet?
St. Andrews.
Probably not, because it's kind of a
new... No, I played at the Magic Stick, of course. Magic Stick. And
so,
I played at the...
Oh, yeah. We saw you with the Jicks at the Magic Stick.
Back in the day.
So, guys, let me just say, I know there's going to be venues where you just keep your head down, do the show, get the fuck out. At the Masonic in Detroit, please do a tour of the hall.
Yes.
It's one of these massive Masonic
temples
that they didn't finish building.
Oh wow!
Super spooky.
It's
super
the most haunted, weirdest place. There's on like the 20th floor is a half-built, not finished pool.
Oh wow!
That. It's just, and there's just
Masons
all these weird Masonic rooms and secret, you know,
stuff freaks me out.
Passageways.
My grandpa was a L.A. Mason.
Really?
Mine wasn't.
In like 1910. There's weird, we don't know. He was a man of few words.
What's your story?
And he's a Mason over here, right?
What's that?
Steve.
Stone Mason, yeah.
Stone Mason. That's different than a...
yeah, it's a little more brutal.
Yeah.
So,
down to earth.
What do we know about you? What's your background?
Evidently, I heard in my Wikipedia that I got drunk and walked across some... how do you change your Wikipedia?
Just go in there and change it.
I think you have to be registered, though.
No one bothered to change.
I know someone
signed
up.
I think you can just sign up and edit.
Yeah.
Most important things I ever did was get like arrested and a senior for walking across some roofs.
Just email me.
Okay.
Everybody chill out. A lot of crosstalk. It's like, what is this, a Robert Altman movie?
And Steve, do we have Steve's ears still?
That's,
can we get Steve's
that's
ears
not
back
the,
in?
Yeah. Not the worst thing to have in the controversy section. Lindsey
Garrison. You can't.
Nine people talk. Do we have nine people?
I want to take a minute here. Yeah.
Is there is that a Jan Terry people. Headshot in the back there? Sorry, I just want to see it.
Yes,
you,
it
know,
is.
You don't
Jan
see those
Terry.
Guys.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful.
So Jan Terry, do you know Jan
it's
Terry?
Signed.
Oh man.
It's autographed.
No. That's amazing. Too. You know Jan Terry, right, Doug?
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
So
beautiful.
I don't want to lose you tonight. That is a great line.
Can we bring up Jan Terry if the new generation doesn't know Jan Terry?
Bring her on.
You gotta bring Jan Terry on the show.
Tell me,
is she still alive?
She's in LA.
She's still around. Yeah, she's selling headshots and stuff like
bring
that.
Bring her in
like
right
that.
Now.
But yeah, right, go get her. No,
she left a birthday voicemail for Andrew one time. It was pretty sweet.
Is she on Cameo maybe?
That's where she should be.
Something yes. like
with Desi,
yeah.
the
like
dog
her
Desi.
Own version
we have
of
Vic
Cameo.
Get a burger.
Well,
there
wow.
she is.
Wow. Respect.
That's like
that's
modern
recent
day,
stuff.
But we want to see like early 90s stuff. She was, yeah.
We were very inspired by that video, of course, and that's
oh,
where that
yeah.
come
we
over
have,
video
we have a couple
comes
things
from,
to
right?
show
yeah,
you
totally.
Guys.
Might be, yeah, could be.
Oh, yeah, let's see it.
How do they freeze themselves like that?
What you got?
That's called bad internet.
Uh-oh.
Wait, what? All right.
What are you going to show us? Oh, there we go.
Oh, what's we've that? Got a... We've got some VHS tapes
that's
here.
Don Wall directed that, right? Or he produced it, I believe.
It's unopened. We actually okay. found this one at a thrift store. So that one's for Vic.
There we go.
I
yeah. love it.
I have this funny memory of
that's
when...
That's a good one.
When Brian Wilson came back out with Smile, he did that, like, you know, the reunion of it or whatever. Like they did it as a concert.
Yeah.
And they did this... There's a live film of it. And at the end, they brought out Van Dyke Parks to do a bow, yeah. but Van Dyke is so short and Brian Wilson's so tall that Brian Wilson had to just go, he had to do this squat instead of a bow. It was the weirdest bow I've ever seen.
He just had good social graces enough to notice he was with a small guy.
Yeah, it was a sweet moment.
I do that sometimes in photos with fans, like I go down this way in a triangle pose. Yeah.
Well, that's better than the lean down.
Moves the
honest.
Units.
Yeah.
All right. Can I talk about? I want to talk about the eggplant parm in Kalu's book.
Oh yeah.
We are at the one hour mark.
It's a healthier eggplant parm.
It's not healthy.
No.
At all.
healthy by my standards.
let me say, but Matt, should we take a break or should we just blast on through today?
Well, let's take have a little eggplant chat and then a break. Yeah. Because we have a couple minutes still. We started a couple.
Well, this is gonna be a 30-minute story.
Oh really?
I'm just kidding. I thought I could pad things until the break and then do the...
Oh, okay, sure. We could take a break then. We need to give them a minute to reset the cameras.
Yeah.
You got to admit, this friend of ours looks like Vic.
Oh, what? Okay.
Okay, we have breaking news. Somebody looks like Vic.
Somebody holding them looks like Vic.
Doppelganger alert coming in. So it's probably going to be very flattering to
Vic.
It's going to be very flattering to Vic.
He's a great guitar player.
Yeah, well, that's good.
All right, folks. Matt's a stickler for he's fucking Swiss clock back there.
No, I just
right
we just need to take a break at some point to get the guys.
No, what we'll do is we'll take a fiver, and come back in five with everybody in the room.
Kalu with a parm.
Are you okay?
You're okay. He went to the bathroom.
You're okay.
Yeah, I thought that black toilet paper was very erotic. kinky, I would say more.
Kinky.
There was something
kinky.
Yeah, I thought you said hinky.
There was something.
I'll tell you about the black toilet paper when we come back from this break. We're going to hear about the eggplant parm, and we're going to talk about your. We're going to get to the top of our favorite pavement album.
What's
their
least favorite?
Oh yeah, what's your least favorite pavement album?
Oh, did they mute? Here you go.
Sorry. Least favorite pavement album, I'd have to say Crooked Rain, just because of the sound of the production.
Same,
I love a lot
same,
of the song.
Same.
Huh.
I don't. Right. It's just it's a little noisy sounding for me, but I love.
You and I are the same.
What do you want, Seals and Croft? What do you want, the Doobie Brothers? How about noise is cool? How about noise is exciting?
Redo it. Redo it as Brian Eno or someone do it.
Yeah.
Like a note-for-note reproduction of Crooked Rain?
I agree.
That could be a move. All right, everybody, we'll be back in five. Here's the first song from Crooked Rain. No, we don't want to do that because we'll get binged.
Can I play Box Elder by Wedding Present?
No. There you go.
I don't want to get dinged.
Do it. No, we'll get... It's fine.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Ringo Starr warning you with peace and love that if you want to hear another full hour of Office Hours, you simply must go to patreon.com/officehours. That's where you'll find all sorts of great stuff like Tim's Beatles podcast, the Joel Hull full 2-hour episodes, The Compound, and much, much, much more. So once again, I am warning you with peace and love. Please sign up today. Peace and love, peace and love, peace and love, peace and love.